This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعين به ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا إنه تعالى من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله رحمة للعالمين وقدوة للمؤمنين ومحجة للسالكين وحجة للعباد أجمعين أنار الله به العقول وشرح به الصدور وفتح به أعينا عميا وآذانا صما وقلوبا غلفا فاللهم اجزيه خير ما جزيت نبيا عن أمته ورسولا عن دعوته ورسالته وصل اللهم وزد وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وعلى جميع من استنى بسنته واقتفى بأثره إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى فإنه من يتق الله يجعل له مخرجا ويرزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. All praise is due to Allah alone. In Him we seek aid and assistance, and to Him we turn both in repentance and for forgiveness. Truly He whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, none can mislead, and He whom Allah leaves to go astray, there is none who can guide. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship save Allah alone, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is both His servant and His messenger. One day our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered into the masjid, and he saw a man who was there at a time when the masjid is typically empty, at a time when people are working on their business or tilling their fields or trading goods. This man was alone in the masjid. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, "O Abu Umama, why is it that you are sitting here when it is not the time of prayer?" Meaning, what are you doing in the masjid? It's not the time of prayer. It's not the time of ibadah. And this is the time when people are working. What are you doing here in the masjid? So Abu Umama said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Humumun lazamatni wa duyunun ya Rasulullah." He said to the Prophet, "Anxiety has entangled me, as well as debts, O Messenger of Allah." Meaning that he felt so overwhelmed by anxiety and stress that he came to the masjid seeking some relief. And that this stress and anxiety came out of the fact that he owed debts to other people. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, "Shall I not teach you words that by which when you say them, Allah will remove your anxiety and settle your debts?" In another narration, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Shall I not tell you that which when you say in the morning, when you awake, and in the evening before you sleep, that Allah will remove your anxieties and settle your debts?" So a dua to say twice a day, when we awake in the morning and before we go to bed. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught him this dua. He said, "Qul, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan wal-ajzi wal-kasal wal-bukhli wal-jubun وَضَلَعَ الدَّيْنِ وَغَلَبَتِ الرِّجَالِ." That, "O Allah, I seek refuge with you from worry and grief, from incapacity and laziness, from cowardice and miserliness, and from being heavily in debt and being overpowered by men." Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu, who was the servant of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, "I served the Prophet for years And he made this dua so often. I often heard him making this dua. And there are so many benefits and wisdoms we can extract from this dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, especially in an era and in a time where so many people are struggling with mental health challenges, which have become only more and more intense. Many people feel a stigma when it comes to talking about mental health challenges. If I were to say how many people here are suffering from diabetes, everyone here who was diabetic would raise their hands. If I said how many people here are suffering from high cholesterol, the people who have high cholesterol would have no problem raising their hands. If I said who's suffering from high blood pressure, likewise, whoever is suffering would raise their hands. But when you say who is suffering from depression, or who is suffering from anxiety, most people who suffer these things would not raise their hands. And that's because society has taught us that some diseases are not shameful and we can speak about them, and some diseases are shameful and we shouldn't speak about them. Yet when the Prophet ﷺ asks Abu Umama in this hadith, what are you doing in the masjid? Abu Umama says, humumun lazamatni. Anxiety has overcome me. Abu Umama does not have the stigma that we have. He tells the Prophet, I am suffering from anxiety. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam helps him, empowers him, gives him this dua, tries to strengthen him and support him with this dua. And this shows us the stigma sometimes prevents us from getting the help that we need. Because if Abu Umama said, oh, no reason, I'm here for no purpose, then the Prophet wouldn't have given him this dua. But because he said, I need some help, the Prophet gave him help. Likewise, if we are struggling with these struggles or illnesses, we need to seek the appropriate help from the appropriate people as well. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him to say this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan. O Allah, I seek your refuge from ham and hazan. What is ham? Ham is anxiety, fear and concern over the future. Hazan is sorrow, sadness over the pain of the past, regrets over things that happened to me in the past, regret over missing out on things I wanted to achieve, or hardships that have afflicted me. Some people think that a good Muslim doesn't feel these things, that a good Muslim doesn't feel intense or strong sadness or sorrow or anxiety or depression. But look at this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, ما أصاب المؤمن من هم ولا حزن ولا غم حتى الشوكة يشاكهها إلا كفر الله بها خطاياه. The Prophet said, no mu'min, no believer is afflicted with hem, sorrows, depression, hazan, anxieties, or the opposite, gham, which is intense sadness, even the thorn that pricks him, except that Allah will expiate his sins. But look at the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying, no mu'min, no believer, not even a Muslim, no believer is afflicted with things like sadness and anxiety, except that Allah forgives their sins. Meaning that believers are afflicted with these things. Meaning that believers are afflicted with sorrow and depression and anxiety. And in the Quran, we read so many examples of strong believers who struggle with sadness and sorrow. وَبْيَضَّتْ عَيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْحُزْنِ فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ. Allah says about Prophet Ya'qub, his eyes turned white, meaning he became blind. From مِنَ الْحُزْنِ, from sadness. فَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ, and he was suppressing his sadness. Is Allah criticizing Prophet Ya'qub for this sadness? No. He's a good believer, he's a prophet. But he feels sadness. Because we're human beings and we feel sadness. Right? And so, this dua of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us to seek refuge in these things shows us that even though every human being faces sadness and sorrow and depression and anxiety, we all face some level of this. There is a level of it that becomes so significant, it hinders our dunya and akhirah. It becomes a barrier and an obstacle against us achieving what we need to achieve in this world and in the next world. It can become a barrier even to prevent someone in their worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so the believer needs to struggle against these things. Even though it's natural to feel them, even though it doesn't mean you're a bad believer that you feel them, but we still have to struggle to overcome them. Because there's a point of it where it becomes too overwhelming and it takes over our lives in a way that is not healthy. And so we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from these things. And by doing so, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing us to use the means at our disposal to overcome anxiety and depression. Dua is a means at our disposal to overcome anxiety and depression. Seeking medical help and attention, or even medication when appropriate, can be a means at our disposal to overcoming anxiety and depression. Seeking appropriate therapy when it's necessary or when it's applicable, again, can be a means that are at our disposal to overcoming anxiety and depression. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hammi wal-hazan. Oh Allah, I seek your refuge from hamm and hazan. Then he says, wal-ajzi wal-kasal, and from incapacity, ajz and kasal, laziness. We can understand this as an ajz is I have the will to do something, but I don't have the ability. I have the will to fast, but I don't have the health to fast. I'm incapable. I have the will to pray in the masjid, but I don't have the capacity because the masjids are locked down. I want to do something, but I can't, for reasons outside of my control. Whereas kasal, laziness, is I have the ability, but I don't have the will. I can fast, I just don't have the will to do so. I can pray in the masjid, I just don't have the will to do so. But what's interesting is why this is mentioned in this hadith, in this dua, in this context. People will talk about, and there's studies about this, about how we have a biological response to threats. Every human, even animals, have a biological response to threats. So they say, fight or flight. As in when we face a threat, either we will fight it or flight, we will run away from it. This is a biological response. Except there's actually three responses that we might have. One is fight, two is flight, to run away, and the third is to freeze. Even with animals, sometimes they see a predator, they might freeze and not run away, nor fight it. And we human beings operate similarly. Why is this important? Because if you think about it, this dua is asking you to seek refuge from two of those things. Ajz, incapacity, is like freezing. The person feels incapable biologically of responding to the situation. They freeze. And laziness is flight, running away. People act like this in our lives. We do. Somebody has a debt, because the hadith is about debt. Somebody has a debt in their life. Their flight, their laziness, is to pretend it doesn't exist. Ignore it as if it doesn't happen, as if it's not happening. Even though their debt is getting worse, and it's getting worse, and their problems are getting worse, they're just pretending it doesn't happen. They have a problem with their wife, or a problem with their children. Their children are, you know, going in the wrong direction. That kesed, that laziness, running away from it, is pretending it's not happening. Ignoring the fact that my child is doing this or that. Is it solving the problem? No. Are your problems getting worse over time? Yes. Is your child going in a worse direction? Is your debt getting even worse? Yes. But this is kesel, running away from the situation. And ajz, freezing, just not doing anything. You have a debt and you're just frozen. Abu Umama, in the hadith, he's in the masjid. Why is he in the masjid? The Prophet's telling him, why are you in the masjid? He says, I have a debt. Well, why aren't you working to pay off your debt? He's in the masjid because he's frozen. He doesn't know what to do. And this happens to a lot of people. Here's a debt. Or my child is doing this. I'm frozen. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm just frozen. The Prophet says, seek refuge from these two responses. Because our response should be fight. Meaning, to deal with the problem. To deal with it head on. To address the issue that we need to address. And so these concepts are all connected. Then he says, وَالْبُخْلِ وَالْجُبْنِ and miserliness and cowardice. Again, these issues are related. Why? Sometimes when bad things are happening to us, we start to destroy our own self-worth, our own self-esteem. So for instance, you fell into debt. What's happening in your mind? You're saying to yourself, why did I invest in that thing? I'm such an idiot. Why did I do that? I'm so dumb. Why did I do this? Why did I lose my money like this? And so in your mind, you're attacking yourself. And you're attacking your self-esteem. And you're attacking your self-worth. Right? And what happens? Now you become afraid. I'm afraid to take any risks. I'm afraid to donate any money. I'm afraid to, you know, try something new because of what might happen to me, because of what already happened to me. Right? So you live in a world of fear, and that makes you a coward, and that makes you stingy. That's what the Prophet is mentioning to us. وَالْبُخْلِ وَالْجُبْ cowardice and stinginess. And this is why so much of our deen is about freeing us from fear. Especially fear over what happened in the past. You keep beating yourself up over a mistake that happened. That's not good for you. The Prophet tells you, إِنَّمَا أَصَابَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُخْطِئَكَ what afflicted you was never not going to afflict you. وَمَا أَخْطَأَكَ لَمْ يَكُنْ لِيُصِيبَكَ and what avoided you, what didn't afflict you, was never going to happen to you. Right? The Prophet ﷺ says, and then other hadith, فَلَا تَقُلْ إِنِّي فَعَلْتُ كَذَا وَكَذَا. He said, do not say, if only I did this, this would have happened. If only I did this, if only I did that. The Prophet says, don't do this. Rather say, قَدَرَ اللَّهُ وَمَا شَاءَ فَعَلْ. Say, Allah decreed and what He willed has taken place. فَإِنَّ لَوْ. Because if only, the Prophet says, this word, if only, لَوْ. تُفْتَحْ عَمِلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. It opens the deeds of shaitan. It opens the working of shaitan. Once you start getting into that mindset, now shaitan is talking to you all the time. You're so bad, you're so bad at this, you're so bad at that, you're such a bad Muslim, breaks down your self-esteem. Right? Seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from all these things. And there's an interesting book called The Happiness Advantage, where he talks about something interesting. Are people successful because they're happy, or are they happy because they're successful? We tend to think that people are happy because they're successful. Oh, brother, mashallah, he's so happy all the time because he has a nice job, because he makes a lot of money, because he has a nice house. We tend to think that way. Sometimes that might be true, but usually it's not. This book shows us that, and actually, usually it's the opposite. Because the person has a healthy state of mind, they become successful. Why? They have a healthy state of mind, they're more resilient. If something goes bad, if they made a bad decision, they don't sit there beating themselves up. Oh, I'm so dumb. Why did I do this? Why did I do that? They don't do this, right? They're more likely to take risks, to be courageous, to take risks in the things that they're doing. They're more capable of overcoming failures. And this is what actually allows them to become successful. And so everything the Prophet ﷺ is telling us to seek refuge from, if we understood it, and we made the dua, and we understand it, it would allow us, inshallah, to become successful both in the dunya and in our deen as well. And then he says, وَضَلَعَ الدَّيْنِ وَغَلَبَتِ الرِّجَالِ. From being overcome, he seeks refuge in Allah from being overcome by debt and from being overpowered by other men. Debt and oppression are major contributors to mental health challenges. Our debt sometimes sends us into this spiral of grief and sadness and regret. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ encouraged the believers not to get into debt. The Prophet would say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-ma'tham wal-maghram. Oh Allah, I seek your refuge in sinfulness and in debt. One of the companions, when he heard this dua, he said, O Messenger of Allah, you're always making dua, seeking refuge against debt. He said, مَا أَكْثَرْ مَا تَسْتَعِيدُ مِنَ الْمَغْرَمِ Ya Rasulullah, he said, you're always making dua, seeking refuge from debt. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَقَالَ إِنَّ الرَّجُلْ إِذَا غُرِمْ حَدَّثَ فَكَذَبْ وَوَعَدَ فَأَخْلَفْ He said, the man, when he falls in debt, he will speak and lie, and he will promise and break his promises. And this shows us that, you know, these types of problems sometimes make us fall into other problems, make us fall into worse problems, and so on and so forth. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ also encouraged the believers to forgive debts or to make things easier for those who are in debt, to give them more time, and so on and so forth. And غَلَبَتِ الرِّجَالِ, being overcome by people, oppression. Oppression makes us feel a lot of these things as well. Look at what happened in London. When we think about it, we're like, what can we do? How do you save yourself? Even walking down the street, they got killed. It makes you feel incapable. Even though there's a lot of things we can do. We can try, we can write, we can reach out to other people. There's a lot of things we can do that in the long run might help us. But in the moment when you feel oppression, you feel incapable. It makes you feel like everything is useless, so you become lazy. It makes you feel afraid, so you become you lack courage, right? And so we have to seek refuge in these things so that we struggle against them, because the best worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the worship when we feel a free spirit within ourselves. فَأَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لَكُمْ وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. You know, there's a lot of things I can add, but time is, of course, running late. But, you know, just again, advice that if you're struggling a lot with your mental health, to seek professional advice, and at the same time to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make dua to Allah azza wa jal, to include this dua every day, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you wake up in the morning and when you go to sleep, to turn to Allah azza wa jal, to be in the service of other people. These are things that can lift us out of a lot of anxieties and depressions that we might face in our lives. And of course, there's a lot more to be said, but I hope inshallah this khutbah can help us in terms of dealing and managing our sense of anxieties and sadness that we might face in our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from debt. May Allah azza wa jal save us from sorrows and depression and anxiety. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from stinginess and cowardice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from incapacity and from laziness. Ameen. Inna Allahu malaikatu yusallun ala nabiyya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa habibina Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad ma dhakara wa dhakiruna al-abrar wa salli alayhi rabbana ma tadawwa misku wa fah. Salli alayhi rabbana salatu wa salaman da'imain ila yawm al-din wa ala alihi wa ashabihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin wa ala ummahati al-mu'minin wa alayna wa ala ibadillahi as-salihin.